Welcome into the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? That is the question. And among the answers, the Tony Award-winning musical, Matilda the Musical. It won, I believe it was 5 Tony Awards a few years ago for Best Book of a Musical. Yeah, 5 Tony Awards. And we've got some of the actresses from the production, which is currently at Drury Lane here in Chicago. And they include Eben K. Logan, who plays Miss Honey in the show. Welcome. Very nice to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. Hi.
And also the two young actresses who play Matilda, they are Natalie Gala. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. That's so sweet sounding. And also Audrey Edwards. Good morning to you.
You too.
Thank you for coming in this morning. So, Evan, talk to me a little about what Matilda the musical is.
Matilda is a musical based on the Roald Dahl book, also Matilda. It's very close to the book and very close to the film. It's a story of this little 5-year-old girl who can do things that typical 5-year-old girls cannot do. She can read. She can do lots of complicated sums of math and things like that in her head. She can also move things with her mind. She's going to this school with Miss Trunchbull, who is this big evil bully who is the headmistress of the school and is torturing all of the children, and meets Miss Honey, who I play, who is a teacher and nurtures everything that she finds in Matilda, and it's their story of coming together and finding love with each other.
It's got to be so empowering, I would think, especially for young girls to come and see this show.
Oh, absolutely.
And to get this message that you're putting across that you can be anything, you can do anything.
Absolutely. I mean, the power of the mind is unbelievable, and the fact that Roald Dahl put such emphasis on books and reading and learning and instilling young girls and young children with that knowledge, I don't think should be overlooked at all.
Yeah. So, ladies, what's it like for you to play Matilda? You alternate days, right?
Yes.
Yeah, is that how it works? So nobody is overworking anybody. What's it like for you, Natalie, to play this role?
Well, I think Matilda is such a strong character, and she just knows what she can do, and she has these parents who are just so mean to her, and she doesn't like get into it. She knows that she has to deal with her life, and she does, and she does it really good.
Yeah. How about for you, Audrey? What's it like for you to play Matilda?
I think it's really fun to play Matilda because she's so strong, and she knows that, like, she's smaller than everyone else. She's not an adult, like, she's not in charge, but still she finds ways to make her voice heard, and so I think it's really fun to be the one who's, like, getting at somebody and,
right,
yeah
kind of leading the way. Mm-hmm. You must talk to audience members who come to see the show, I'll bet, after the show. What are the kinds of things that audience members and maybe other young ladies such as yourself, what are they telling you about the show?
Well, when they usually ask for my autograph, and
I was going to do that too, by the way. Yeah.
And then
I was a little shy to ask, but now that you brought it up, I'm going to do that too.
And, like, they say, like, oh, you did so good. And they feel like some people, there was this little girl who came up to me and said, you were so good, and I want to be like you someday. And she's like, I love the Matilda the character because she's so strong, and I feel like I could be like that too. And I told her she definitely could.
Wow, look at that. How about for you, Audrey? Do you get similar things?
I had this one lady come up to me after the show, and she said, like, I know this is kind of a kid's show, like, I know it's just the fun musical, but I love the message of the show. I think it speaks to everyone. Keep doing this.
Could I get your autograph, too, after?
Yes.
When we're done? Just want to make sure. And, of course, Evan, I'm going to want to get your autograph as well.
Oh, goodness.
When we're done with this. It's very much more than a kid's show, though, isn't it, Evan?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's about a lot of bullying, too, and a lot of setting wrong things right, I think, is a lot of the prevailing message about this, is if you see something wrong, if you see something that's not right, somebody who's being mistreated or overlooked or overshadowed or just not being treated well, then you got to step up and do something about it.
Right, yeah. good messages for anybody. I mean, they're really maybe better messages these days for some adults to
absolutely
stop bullying each other.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, they'll be performing a couple of songs from the show for you. It's 10:47 right now. Matilda the Musical is at the Drury Lane out on Oakbrook Terrace, and we'll be back with much more of it coming up in a few minutes. WGN. Right now we're talking with some of the stars of Matilda the Musical that's at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace through June the 23rd. Eben K. Logan plays Miss Honey in the show, and Audrey Edwards and Natalie Gala are alternating performances in the role of Matilda. And can I ask you, young ladies, your age?
Yes, I'm 11 years old.
You're 11.
I'm also 11.
You're both 11 years old. And so what kind of theater experience do you have? So I know you're both very, very talented, but have you been in other shows and done other things as well?
This is actually my first professional show. Oh. I've done other, like, at my dance studio. I've done other shows, like, I was the genie in Aladdin, and...
Oh, so you must be very excited to see this movie then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. And so, this is one of my first actual shows that I've done.
That's pretty cool. How about for you, Audrey?
I've done a few other professional shows. I've also done some community theater shows and dance.
Yeah, so this is a big deal for both of you to be in a big professional show like this, right?
Yeah.
And you're both from the Chicago area, so it's got to be super fun.
Yes.
Right? To be in a big show like this, and so your friends and your family members can all come and see you and cheer you on, I'll bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eben, how about for you? You're telling me that you were from Maryland originally.
Yes, I'm from Maryland. I just moved here over a year ago, last January, and I've been working here ever since, and now I'm part of the Chicago community.
Yeah.
And really loving it.
Enjoying the Chicago theatrical community here?
Oh, absolutely. I was just at Paramount for the producers, and before that I was doing Sweet Charity at the Marriott, and so I'm starting to really find my footing here, which is really nice.
Hitting all the spots for all the good shows.
Absolutely.
How much fun is it to work at the Paramount, I would say?
Oh, my gosh. And that, so much fun.
That beautiful theater.
It's huge.
And it just seems like the perfect creative environment for performers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And Jim Cordy, the resident director there, Amber Mack also, they're just really, really great and visionary people and directors.
I would say the same for the Drury Lane Oakbrook as well. I mean,
absolutely.
They one great show after another.
Yeah.
And how big is this show?
It's pretty big. I think we kind of underestimated it a little bit when we got into tech, just because there's just a lot of magic in the production. Matilda does a lot of magic, and then there's a lot of costumes, and the production's value is just so big. The set is huge, and there's a lot of dancing and all this stuff. So it's a big show. It's a really big show.
Yeah, it's, as I said, playing through June the 23rd, one of the songs in the show. Excuse me, it's called My House that Eben performs. And do we need to know anything about this song before you sing it for us?
No, I think Miss Honey is just a character who finds her little corner of the world where, you know, she can feel safe and not have to worry about being bullied by Miss Trunchbull or, you know, trying to be anybody she's not. And this song is just about her safe space.
Okay, this is My House from Matilda the Musical.
This roof keeps me dry when the rain falls. This door helps to keep the cold at bay. On this floor I can stand on my own two feet. On this chair I can write my lessons. Through this window I can watch the seasons change. Table, as you can see, well, it's perfect for tea. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. For this is my house. This is my house. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. This is my house. This is my house. It isn't much, but it is enough. And
I feel no fear, even in the fiercest storms. I am warmed by this small but stubborn fire. Even when outside it's freezing, I don't pay much heed. I know that everything I need is in here. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. It isn't much, but it is enough for me.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Turn the reverb off. really, really nice. Beautiful
Thank
job.
You.
Thank you very much. It's Eben K. Logan, Miss Honey from Matilda the Musical, and now the Matildas themselves. You guys are going to split this up, I hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you normally alternate performances. You would normally sing the whole song.
Yes.
But today you're going to split it up and share. What's the song called?
It's called Naughty,
mm-hmm.
and it's about Matilda finding a way of revenge on her dad, and she just gets a light bulb in her mind that sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty, so
Ooh,
she is.
Okay. Are you all set, Audrey?
Mm-hmm.
All ready to go? We are, too. The song is Naughty, Matilda the Musical from the Drury Lane Oak Park.
Like Romeo and Juliet, 'tis written in the stars before they even met, that love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told you have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. You find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and bear it, nothing will change. Even if you're little, you can see what ought you. Mustn't that little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top of you, might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right. And if it's not right, you have to put it right. In the slip of a bolt, there's a tiny revolt, the seed of a war and the creak of a floorboard. A storm can begin with the flap of a wing. The tiniest might packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with the tick of a clock or escapes. Start with the click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout. 'Cause if you're little, you can do well or chew. Mustn't that little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top of you, won't change a thing. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. You always take it on the chin and wear it. You might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right.
That's fantastic, you
thank
guys.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you. You guys should do a duet every night like that. That was so great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You sound fantastic. The show is Matilda the Musical, and it's playing until June 23rd at the Drury Lane, Oak Brook. You can get more info at drurylanetheater.com. Or 630-530-0111, or through Ticketmaster 800-745-3000. Audrey Edwards, Natalie Gala, the Matildas, soon to be the Matilda sisters, singing together everywhere. Appreciate you guys coming in. And Eben K. Logan, we've got many texts already saying what a beautiful voice you have, and I couldn't agree more.
You
sounded so great today. Thank you. Eben K. Logan, Miss Honey from the show. We'll take a quick break and update news next. WGN.